It's Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. As we continue to monitor the effects that social distancing and closing down large parts of the economy is having on the country, we are beginning to see a second round of layoffs. People who thought they were safe are increasingly facing unemployment. Employees working from home, government employees, and some healthcare workers are all in danger. Harriet Torrey, economics reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for round two of job losses. Thanks for joining us, Harriet.
Hi, good to be here.
Groups of states on both coasts right now are working on plans to reopen their economies, open their states back up. President Trump and the administration are also working on plans. They want to get things going as soon as possible. So we're constantly keeping an eye on the economy and how it's doing. Unfortunately, it's not doing very well at all. We've had this first round of big layoffs from all these businesses, people that were tied to restaurants, malls, hotels, other places that closed to contain the coronavirus pandemic. But what's going to happen now is we're going to see a second wave of job losses. And these are people that thought, hey, I'm going to be safe. I'm an essential employee. Our business is going to continue throughout this. So we're going to see another big hit coming. Harriet, tell us a little bit about it.
What we kind of might be heading into right now is kind of the economic contraction part of this downturn. So we had this big shock when the economy essentially had to shut down due to social distancing. So restaurants closed, bars closed, a lot of places had to shut their doors, and that prompted an immediate round of layoffs. Now what we're seeing is that other businesses are starting to say, okay, we're really not sure what's happening and we're going to have to make layoffs as well. And this is hitting different industries. So this could be healthcare workers that are not essential, for instance, let's say people working in dental offices, or architects, office designers, contractors, lawyers. In this time of people really being on hold in a lot of ways, there might be fewer M&A deals, so you need fewer lawyers to work on that type of work. So the next jobs report we'll get will be for April, and it's likely to show cuts to a lot of these business services workers.
We already have nearly 17 million Americans that have tried to get unemployment benefits in the past 3 weeks. Some of the economists that you guys surveyed there at the Wall Street Journal said that they expect maybe 14.4 million jobs will be lost in the coming months.
We did the survey a couple of weeks ago, and given what we're seeing in jobless claims since then, that almost looks like an optimistic forecast. We're now seeing projections of close to 30 million jobs, and that's including in industries beyond those that have been ordered to close, just because other types of employers are just seeing less work and less activity.
It's just so hard to predict how and when we can do this safely and effectively. So the biggest wild card is, how long is this all going to last? Some other experts have said that it could take the labor market 5.5 years to fully bounce back. Others have said half of the jobs that have been lost through this could rebound by the end of summer. So it's kind of a big range there.
And this is what economists are all stressing, is that the reason that we're having this economic downturn is not because there was like a bubble in the economy, you know, or a housing downturn or some sort of problem in financial markets. This is a public health emergency that is causing this situation. So it requires a public health solution. And until the virus spread is contained and until people feel safe to go back to restaurants, go back to work, to take public transit, we just don't know how long it's going to be until the economy gets back to normal.
You already mentioned some of the industries that are going to experience some job losses in the second wave, but let's go back and kind of get into some a little more in depth. Basically, you know, businesses that plan to open second locations, PR professionals that were going to be helping with new projects. You know, a lot of these people are laying off people because projects are dying up right now, or a lot of projects are being put on hold until this whole thing opens back up.
That's definitely the case. And that's a knock-on effect throughout the economy. We even saw this a few weeks ago when there wasn't a widespread shutdown, but certain things were starting to be canceled. So for instance, we saw that South by Southwest was canceled in Austin, and that had a huge impact on everybody in the city, from musicians to Airbnb hosts to truck drivers. There is this trickle-down effect that you see when large sections of the economy start to close down. Another interesting one that probably no one was really expecting was that many healthcare workers are being laid off. And this is kind of counterintuitive, but essentially what's happened in a lot of hospitals is that because of the public health emergency with coronavirus, they've canceled non-elective procedures in order to have bed space for people who are critically ill, and also to prevent critically ill patients from infecting people who might be coming in for elective surgery. So all of those surgeries have been canceled, and that is a huge source of revenue for many hospital systems. And it's also idling. A lot of nurses are seeing their hours cut, and sort of lab technicians are seeing their hours cut, and that has come as a surprise because the healthcare sector has generally been a pretty steady employer.
That was one of the first things that happened in all of this was the elective surgeries, things that were being canceled. They said, hey, don't go out there because it's dangerous. So that was one of the first things that took effect. The other big thing is you're thinking right now there's a huge government response on a lot of this, but state and local municipalities are having to lay off hundreds of workers. And in a sense, it's this kind of shift where the money is still coming from the state and the government, but they're shifting it because now these people are going on to unemployment.
And the longer we see the businesses shut down, that results in a big drop in tax receipts for state and local governments. So that does mean that they have to make hard choices about employment.
It's going to be interesting. We're looking at a long road ahead of us to get things back to normal. Beyond that, even you mentioned in the article, event planners. They really can't start doing anything until stuff opens back up and people show the willingness to get out in public and do events. So it's going to be a long road ahead until this goes. And it is up to the states right now to figure out how they're going to get the ball rolling to open things back up. Harriet Torrey, economics reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.